Now say it.
Georgia Romero.
Okay. So can you tell me, just so briefly, your history? You grew up here. You know, when were you born?
Okay, I was born August 25th, 1950. And it was a home birth, because that's when we had the, what do you call those ladies? Midwife. Yeah, so me and my two younger brothers were born here.
So do you know who the midwives were? Were they part of your family?
Or no, they were one of the ladies, older ladies that lived. I can't remember her name.
Was there knowledge passed down from generation to generation about the expectations of birth or practices around birth? You know, we just interviewed a woman, and she said that the midwife, is it okay? Okay. So that the midwife met her at her home after she had given birth, and was part of the naming of the child and brought the child out to greet the son. Is that anything that has to do with your culture?
Probably, but I don't remember any of that. Mom never talked about that stuff, so I don't really know.
So when you got pregnant with your first child, mm-hmm. did you have an understanding of what to expect, or was it, did no one talk to you about that?
I knew about childbirth, and my kids were born in the hospital in Albuquerque. So.
Was that a planned pregnancy?
Not really. Both of my pregnancies weren't planned.
Were you, how was the pregnancy? Did you enjoy it, or was it?
Yeah, it's exciting because I was a single mother.
Yeah, that's challenging.
When I first had my first child, yeah.
Did you have family support?
Yes, I did. Yeah, my mom was the person that was supportive.
So did you have any ultrasounds or contact with doctors while you were pregnant?
The first one, no, because I didn't really, I was used to miss my period, so I didn't know I was pregnant until probably the last, maybe, was it? Okay, it's been too long ago. 72 when I had him, so I never really went to the doctor about my my pregnancy until maybe the last month when my son was due, and that was in Albuquerque when I went. So, and I had preeclampsia.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so. I had to stay in the hospital for a while until I had him, and he was premature.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was your mother there with you in the hospital?
No, I was there by myself. Because I think she was working at that time, so she couldn't be with me.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Did you have your siblings? Any other family?
No, my brothers were a little bit younger than me. So. Yeah, even my younger brother wasn't born then. No, he was... Yeah, he was only about 4 years old when I had to.
So how long were you in the hospital? Were you induced?
I'm trying to remember. I guess it was one of the doctors at the... What was his name? I can't remember his name. It was the... I know I was still working when I went to see the doctor, and that's when he told me I had preeclampsia. So he decided it was best that I go to the emergency room. That used to be BCMC, now it's UNMH. So they admitted me, and I stayed there until I had my son.
Did they give you medication?
Yeah, for the preeclampsia. And then my son was born February 18, and he only weighed 4 pounds, 3 ounces. So he had to be in the hospital for about a month until he weighed 5 pounds.
Were you, did you, you didn't stay in the hospital for a month, did
no,
you?
No, I stayed next door at Public Health Hospital in Albuquerque. I think I stayed for a week, and then they let me go, but then my son stayed at the intensive care until he weighed 5 pounds. That's when I could bring him home.
So what was that experience when you, did you have a vaginal delivery?
No, I was C-section.
Wow, that's really intense for mm-hmm. your first birth, mm-hmm. all by yourself.
Yeah.
So did they, did the doctors tell you, this is the process, this is what you can expect?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've interviewed a few women who've had C-sections, and they'll talk about a sheet or something dividing.
Yeah, they put a sheet over, and then they were doing something down there, and I could feel them pulling him out.
Did you have any reaction to the medication? Some people talk about shivering.
No, but they gave me one of those spinal things, and they told me that down the road it would one of the complications would be your back hurting, lower back hurting. And
did you experience that?
Yeah, I've experienced it. Sometimes when I'm lifting something, and my back starts to hurt, and I think that's one of the reasons. Is that a spinal?
It must have been hard for you emotionally to leave your newborn.
Yeah, I know. It was hard. And I visit to him every day till he weighed 5 pounds.
Were you nursing him at that point?
No, I couldn't nurse him because I wasn't producing any milk.
Well, especially if he was preterm, you know, your body isn't prepared. Mm-hmm. So did you find that the hospital staff and everything was, you know, they made you as comfortable as possible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I'm assuming they, during the C-section at some point, they pull out the baby and they said, it's a boy, or did you know?
No, I didn't know.
So how did you feel about that? Were you?
Yeah, I was happy. Yeah, it's a boy.
Did you have already an idea for names for boys or girls?
No, and not at that time, I didn't.
So what happened? How did you come up with one?
Well, his dad's name was... I gave him his dad's first name, and then I added a middle name.
So did he grew up healthy and fine?
Yeah, he's healthy. He's married now and has family.
So what about the second pregnancy?
Pregnancy was the same. I came down with preeclampsia and had to have a C-section. And this time she weighed 4'11", and I got a chance to bring her home, even though she wasn't 5 pounds.
Wow, that's incredible that was the same for both pregnancies. Mm-hmm. And there was a third?
No, just the two.
So were you prepared more for that second one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you saw my daughter today, you would know she was a preemie.
Are we okay? Okay. Have either of your children have given birth? Obviously, you have grandchildren.
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah.
So were you there for the birth?
Yeah, I was for all three of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that experience like for you?
It was exciting.
Did you feel that you were helpful to them in the process?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was comforting just having you there.
Yeah.
Were their births different than yours?
I'm trying to think. If they were all vaginal or C-section. remember. I think the first one was C-section. Because he had his umbilical cord tied around his neck, so I think they had to do an emergency C-section. And I think these were... I can't remember the second and third. I don't know if they're vaginal or C-section. I can't remember.
So you grew up in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Where was your mother's home? Was it nearby?
This is our family home, and we all lived here. And then right now she lives in the village.
Oh, so she's still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Did she give birth at home?
Mm-hmm. All of our birth were at home.
Do you think I could talk to her?
Probably not. She's hard of hearing. She has hearing loss, so she won't even hear you.
It's... Those,
she has dementia too, so
yeah, it can be challenging. Mm-hmm. Those stories are so incredible.
I know.
It's good to be able to capture them. So when do you think that it changed from home births to the hospital births?
When the midwives were no longer here, because I don't think there's any midwives now.
Why do you think that is?
I guess nobody's interested. I don't know.
It'd be interesting if there could be more of like a hybrid of, you know, those ways of, and then like modern technology, mm-hmm. with, you know, because yeah. Midwives seem like a wonderful addition to the practice of birth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions, Ashley?
You may have already mentioned this, but did your mom ever talk to you guys about the experience of home birth? I mean, you knew that you were born at home. Did she talk about that at all?
No, not really. We never talked about that kind of stuff.
So this is your family home. So mm-hmm. Fix that. So there were babies born in this house.
No, my grandmother. Yeah, my brother was born here. Both of my brothers, younger brothers, and I was born at my grandparents' house.
That seems really special to me. You know, not having. To go like, oh, I was born at that hospital, mm-hmm. but to know you were born in these walls. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Oh, that's interesting. All right. Is there anything else you want to contribute or you can think of?
I can't think of anything right now.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you.
I really appreciate this. Anything else before we go? I don't want to be kicking myself because I didn't ask you something, so I want to think about it for a second.
Oh, I was wondering, because you said for a very long time you didn't realize you were pregnant. How did you know? How did you first
remember? I can't remember. It's been so long. Because I worked at the time, and I think I probably felt something moving there. Down there in my stomach, so that's when I realized that something was going on.
Did you have morning sickness?
I don't remember. I don't think so. And I didn't have any craving, so.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, I think we're good.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'll ask this question because we're separating the stories and thematically, is there any word or phrasing of words that summarizes your experience of birth?
Well, it was exciting and scary at the same time. Because with the C-section, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a lot of different emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm going to hit